Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sunteck Realty earnings call for Q4 and full year FY 2026. We have with us today Mr. Kamal Khetan, the Chairman and Managing Director of the company, Mr. Prashant Chaubey, the Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Abhishek Shukla, the Vice President of Strategy and Investor Relations. Please note that this call will be for 30 minutes, and for the duration of this conference call, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. This conference call is recorded, and the transcript for the same may be put on the company's website. After the management discussion, there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions. There will be a Q&A session, and we will request you to restrict your questions to two per participant. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Before I hand the conference over to the management, I would like to remind you that certain statements made during the course of this call may not be based on historical information or facts and may be forward-looking statements, including those related to business statements, plans, and strategies of the company, its future financial condition, and growth prospect. These forward-looking statements are based on expectations and projections and may involve a number of risks and uncertainties and other factors that could cause actual results, opportunities, and growth potential to differ materially from those suggested by such statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Khetan from Sunteck Realty Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
A very good evening to everyone, and thank you for joining us today to participate in our company's earnings conference call for the fourth quarter and full year of financial year FY 2026. I would like to take you through the key development for this period. Before that, to share the general outlook on the real estate, we believe that uber luxury and premium luxury to continue to do well, and the aspirational luxury segment is also showing some signs of initial recovery given the decrease in home loan rates and income tax benefits. Coming to our results, we delivered a strong financial performance for the full year of FY 2026 with revenue growth of 32% year-on-year, EBITDA growth of 64% year-on-year, and a PAT growth of 34% year-on-year, demonstrating our robust operational resilience and sustained profitability. Over the last three years since FY 2024, we have doubled our revenue growth and grown our EBITDA by 2.6x and nearly tripled our PAT. On the operational performance front, I'm pleased to share that we have closed FY 2026 on the strong note. Our full-year pre-sales stood at rupees 32 billion, registering a robust growth of 25% over FY 2025. This strong performance reaffirms the guidance we had shared at the start of the year. Sales contribution was well distributed across projects, with our uber luxury and premium luxury segment continuing to drive a larger share of our pre-sales. This segment mix carries a high embedded EBITDA margin, and we expect it to contribute meaningfully to our margin expansion going forward. It's important to note that our unsold under-construction inventory is today less than 12 months, amongst the lowest in the market, and the ready unsold stock in our marquee projects gives us our required liquidity when needed. On the cash flow front, we have generated a strong net cash flow surplus of rupees 5.5 billion for the full year FY 2026, representing a growth of 48% year-on-year. This has enabled us to maintain our net debt to equity at negligible level of 0.06x, despite the strong investment in business development. We have invested rupees 8.1 billion in full year of FY 2026 compared to rupees 1.8 billion for full year of FY 2025. This demonstrates our commitment towards expanding our development portfolio while preserving the balance sheet discipline. On the business development front, in FY 2026 has been a strong year for the portfolio expansion. During the year, we added three new projects to our portfolio with a combined gross development value of approximately rupees 50 billion, which includes first 2.5-acre redevelopment project at Andheri near Western Express Highway. The second one near 3.5-acre joint development project at Mira Road. Lastly, the outright acquisition of 1.75-acre land parcel at Andheri near International Airport. With these additions, the total GDV of Sunteck as of FY 2026 stands at approximately rupees 441 billion gross of pre-sales. We remain firm and continue to evaluate more opportunities with a strong focus on high IRR and high equity multiple philosophy. We are incredibly proud of our sustainability leadership in the 2025 Dow Jones Sustainability Index assessment. We achieved an impressive ESG score of 78 out of 100, placing us among the top three Indian real estate developers on the global benchmark. Along with that, we have also earned a stellar 99 out of 100 in the 2025 Global Real Estate Sustainability Benchmark, securing the coveted Green 5-star rating. I shall now hand over the call to Prashant Chaubey to take you through the financial performance of Q4 and full year FY
2026. Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. I trust you have had the opportunity to go through our latest results and the investor presentation, which are published on our company website and the stock exchanges. I would like to take this opportunity to share a brief update on financial and operational performance of quarter four and 12 months of FY 26. The key details are: we sold rupees 1,064 crores worth of area in quarter four FY 26, a growth of 22%. During the full year, we booked pre-sales of rupees 3,157 crores, a growth of 25% year-on-year. Collections for quarter four stood at rupees 432 crores, a growth of 39%. And for the full year, collections stood at rupees 1,433 crores, a growth of 14%. On the profit and loss statement front, operating revenue stood at rupees 339 crores for quarter four of FY 26. EBITDA stood at rupees 97 crores with a margin of 29%, and net profit stood at rupees 63 crores with a net margin of 19%. On the full year basis, operating revenue stood at rupees 1,124 crores for FY 26. EBITDA stood strong at rupees 305 crores with a EBITDA margin of 27%, and net profit stood at rupees 202 crores with a net profit margin of 18%. Net debt to equity stood at 0.06x with a net cash surplus of rupees 552 crores during FY 26. Thank you. With this, we open the floor for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Kunal Lakhan from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. Quickly, if you can give an update on the Dubai project in terms of launch timeline now considering the Middle East issue.
Hi, Kunal. Thank you for the question. So we all know, obviously, the impact of war. So the project is launch ready for us, and whenever we see the event settling down, we will be looking forward to launch the project as soon as possible, ASAP. Just to recap, our land parcel is one of the most prime location next to Dubai Mall in Burj Khalifa community, downtown Dubai. And our land cost to GDP is very healthy, and there is no debt on the project. So we maintain our earlier communication that this project will continue to remain highly profitable. And hence we are very comfortable situation, and this does not impact any of the company's growth trajectory. As far as the launch ka exact timeline, obviously we all have to see the event settling down, and only then we will be able to launch ASAP. I can repeat at the cost of repetition, we are project launch ready right now.
Understood, sir. Just one thing in terms of like the interest or the demand that you are sensing for this project pre-war, do you sense the same kind of excitement around the project once things settle down?
So it will be only, if I make any statement, it will be more of a speculative. I think it's very important, Kunal, that we see the how this settles up. And just at the, again, at the reputation cost, company has no debt on the entire balance sheet of Suntec. And also at the SPV project level, we don't have any debt there is a zero debt at Dubai project level also. So, and our cost of acquisition is like, compared to even the post-war, whatever settles, even if the market comes down, I continue to maintain once again, the profitability will continue to remain very high in this project, irrespective of what happens, because our cost of acquisition is very, very low compared to the even if the market corrects by 10-20%, we are not worried about it. But we will be looking to launch this project ASAP.
Understood, sir. My second question is on the business development side. Like, you know, we did some substantial spend this year, 800 crore plus. What should we expect for, say, 27? Like, you know, should this number be higher than 800 crore or, like, say, 20-25% growth over last year?
Yeah. So business development, we like last year we have put like close less than 2 billion rupee, 200 crores. And this year we have done more than 800 crores. We are obviously looking at our cash flow, strong cash flow, and we will be investing aggressively. But at the same time, we are very, very clear that our profitability and IRRs are not compromised. And it's all obviously all depends on the good opportunity which we do. So in my remarks also, I made it very clear that while doing the BD, we will always maintain our philosophy of high IRR and high equity multiple philosophy. So we are very clear, and we will be at the same time looking at our strong cash flows. We see the same cash flows coming in years, in current year as well as the next financial year. So we are very, very optimistic about the BD investments as well.
Sure. Just a follow-up on the cash flows, sir. Like, you know, if you look at the collections, right, this year itself, like the collections rate was 13%, which is significantly lacking.
We are losing you. Can you repeat?
Am I audible, sir? No?
And now you're perfectly fine. Yeah.
Just a follow-up on the cash flows. Sir, if you look at our collections, this year the collections grew 14% YOY, significantly lower than the sales growth of 25%, right? And in a collection, there's a percentage of sales also, like, you know, it's less than 50%. I mean, in terms of cash flows, more so driven by collections, we should see a substantial jump going into FY27, right?
Yeah, definitely. FY27, we will have a better, obviously, percentage. That's why you see the growth will continue to grow. It will have to become better and better. Yeah, I agree with you. Of course, you have FY27 and FY28, you will see a very, very strong cash flow. That's why we are very, very bullish and optimistic about our acquisition strategy. At the same time, again, just repeating that without compromising on IRR and the multiples on the investment.
Understood. Understood. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Kunal.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Pritesh Sheth from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congrats on the continuation of growth trajectory. Just a couple of questions. First, on the launches, expected in FY27, apart from Dubai, obviously, which is an uncertain one, but apart from Dubai, which all launches should one expect to come by in FY27 and total GDV, if you can elaborate on that as well.
Sorry, Prashant, you will answer this question.
Hi, Pritesh. So in terms of launches, we have a slew of launches that we are planning for the next 12 months. So as you are already aware, we have already launched Altavia 5th Avenue in ODC, Goregaon West. So that project is already launched. Separately from that, we have a project, redevelopment project coming up in Andheri near Western Express Highway. Then we have a new tower coming up in Suntec Sky Park in Mira Road. Then we have two more towers coming up in Suntec Beach Residences in Vasai. Then a new phase will come up in Suntec World in Naigaon, plus the new acquisition in Mira Road that will also be launched in the next 12 months. And already you have Nepean Sea, plus Nepean Sea Road project is already there. So all these are, the key launches that we are, we see ourselves in the next 12 months.
And broader GDV of these launches, if you have those number handy?
So it can be close to 6,000 to 7,000 crore of GDV. Close to approximately 7,000 crore of GDV.
Sure, got it. That's helpful. And just on the recent projects that we have signed, it's mix of outright
land. Yes. Sorry, just to correct, 7,000 crore of GDV from plus Nepean Sea.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah,
of course. The sales from Nepean Sea and plus BKC and plus the existing inventory.
Yeah, sure. So the second on the recently acquired projects, right? It's mixed of outright as well as, one redevelopment. What should be the margin expectations from those projects, and if you can also highlight, while bulk of the sales now is coming from the Uber luxury project, both BKC as well as Nepean Sea Road, what should be the blended EBITDA margins that one should assume for FY26 pre-sales that we have done and for whatever we have signed in FY26.
Pritesh, from if you see current sales, what we have done is 94 crores to approximately 100 crores have come from aspirational luxury, and close to 360 to 70 crores have come from premium luxury, and close to 600 crores have come from Uber luxuries and other commercials as well. So total, if you see, 10 to 15% is from aspirational luxury, 40 to 45% is from premium luxury, and close to 50% is from Uber luxury and other commercials, etc. So this is the way. And when you come to when you are asking to answer your second question, what will be the kind of margin, EBITDA margin, what we are looking at? So blended EBITDA margin, we are looking at minimum 35 to 40% Even in the new acquisitions, we are not worried about coming down below 35%. We are very clear on that. Even in our new investment strategy or acquisition strategy or even a redevelopment or JVJD, so we are looking at minimum 30-35% on each project basis.
Sure. So if I got you correctly, FY26 pre-sales, whatever we have done, blended EBITDA margin should be 35-40%, and that is what we are hoping to maintain for the recently signed projects as well.
So recently signed project, you can say 30-35% margins, and sure. Blended will be close to 35-40%.
Sure. Okay. That's helpful. That's it from my side, and all the best.
Thank you, Pritesh. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Puneet from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. My first question is on, some commentary on pricing trend. Where are you seeing the direction of pricing in Mumbai market? Are you finding still room to grow beyond inflation, or should one assume more flattish growth there?
So, Puneet, I feel that we should not expect too much of price rise from here. I think a stable price in this atmosphere or this current situation should be good enough. And we see the demand in uber luxury and premium continue to maintain, will be continued at the same momentum. We definitely feel we are very bullish on it. At the same time, we are also feeling that even your aspirational luxury segment, affordable segment, which is also looking a positive tick, that we are seeing a good demand picking up there also because of the, I think, income tax benefits and also maintaining the home loans at a lower level. So that is now driving slight more demand than before.
And especially in last 1 month, are you seeing any change in pattern given there is, clearly disturbance or uncertainty on account of war? Are you seeing slower footfalls in your projects or slower conversion rates at all?
Footfalls, I can say definitely must have dropped by 5-10% for sure. But I think conversion ratios are similar. I think this is not more worrisome. I don't see that. It's 1 month. If you see 1 month trajectory, I don't think we should be worried about it. We are quite confident. Again, at the cost of reputation, I maintain that we are quite confident on uber luxury as well as premium luxury segment. And we have seen, we have grown by throughout the year 25%. Even in the last quarter, we have done very well. So we are very bullish on it. We are very optimistic on it, I would say. And at the same time, we have seen in the last quarter even the demand picking up in aspirational luxury segment.
Okay. And any shortage of material labor that you are experiencing currently?
So, yes, definitely there is some shortage, but that I feel is more because of the, like, West Bengal elections, all these elections. So people, labors tend to go for the voting purpose and all for the various reasons. So we'll see that coming back again because these elections are over by the end of this April. That's not again a worrisome. Otherwise, we don't see much problem. Maybe in some finished goods, there is the prices are increased, like in tiles and all some of the goods which are import dependent, which are maximum imports are happening. But again, we see it as a temporary thing because of this event which is going on. We are all waiting and watching it, I think. But that is not for a real estate in Mumbai, like our average selling price would be more than 25,000-30,000 rupees a square feet. That will for us, even if construction cost goes up by, let's say, 2% or 3% should not impact our profitability to that extent. So, and we consider this is very temporary. So we are very particular in buying our raw materials, like when what is required immediately, only that much we are buying, because we see those sensitive material obviously not to buy right now. But definitely there is some problem in some certain supply chain, certain supply chain.
But no short thing.
Mr. Puneet, I wish you to kindly come back in the queue for follow-up questions.
Okay.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Rishit Shah from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Good evening, sir. So two questions from my end. So firstly, on the deliveries from the P&L angle, what kind of deliveries or completions are we targeting for FY27?
So, Prashant, you will like.
Hi Rishit. In terms of delivery in the coming financial year, we are looking at our project at Suntec One World in Naigaon. So that project will come up for delivery. And along with that, all the ready inventory which is there, from there also revenue recognition will happen.
Okay. Fair enough. And on the leasing side, so on the Fifth Avenue, that is commercial part, so have we started on working on the construction of it?
So, Rishit, Fifth Avenue constructions, we are looking to start very soon. Most of the approvals are in place. That's why first we wanted to launch our residential tower in the Fifth Avenue, which is we did recently, Altavia, and we got a good response. And for the commercial bit, now the approvals, almost we are through with all most of the approvals, and very soon you will see this construction starting now.
And just a follow-up, how is the contribution from Fifth Avenue this quarter or maybe in the second half?
In terms of IV?
So
I said we got a very good response, and would not be able to give you immediately the split, but I kept giving you, which we considered in, as a premium segment. In the premium segment, this quarter we have done a close to 370 crore sales, and quite a bit has come from that.
If I can just add one more question, any guidance that you would like to give for FY27 and the pre-sales?
So, FY27, see, we remain very confident of sustaining similar growth, I can say. So, whatever we have done right now, growth in terms of growth percentage, we will maintain that momentum very easily in coming year, for sure. And with improved margins also, because of our, because of the prices have gone up. And whatever we have booked right now till now, the profitability that was from the historic sales, and now going forward we'll have only better margins, better and better margins.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rishik.
We have the next question from the line of Abhinav Sinha from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hi, Abhinav.
Mr. Abhinav, can you hear us?
Yeah. Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes,
yeah, Abhinav, we can hear you.
Sir, on pre-sales, just following up on the previous one, do you expect similar growth comment that you have given even X of Dubai?
Yes, 100% confident that we, irrespective of Dubai launch happening or not happening, we are seeing a similar growth because hence we are preparing ourselves to do more launches and we are very confident that we'll maintain our growth.
Okay. And sir, you said that maybe the footfalls are down a little but conversions are flat. So do you think the first quarter could be a little soft and most of this growth will be in the later part of the year?
No, I don't think so. So I said only 1 month we saw this, but because we can see that's a peak of the event, especially in the uber luxury and the premium luxury, people would definitely like to wait and watch. Only due to that, maybe some drop in conversion or a footfall. But otherwise, if you see the quarter, we have done, in fact, the best in only in that segment. That's why I continue to maintain the bullishness in the premium luxury segment and the uber luxury segment.
Okay.
And we are.
On the.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, please.
Yeah. No, so on the Nepean Sea Road project, I mean, the site appears to be shaping up quite well, with the progress that we now see on ground. I just wanted to get a check on, how large you think this can become, and do you think a proper RERA and plans can be, floated and approved this year in FY27?
Yeah, 100%. We are, in fact, you will see everything happening maybe in this first two quarter itself, coming first two quarters. And you will see action on the construction side also. We'll start the construction on our Bhagyasara plot, the first phase, and we are very confident on that. We're very, very confident on that.
Okay. So finally, on the Andheri JP Nagar project, so are you thinking of this as a commercial or a residential right now?
So it will be, Abhinav, slightly early to mention that whether it will be residential or commercial, but we are definitely exploring both residential or commercial. It's located because just off Andheri Kurla Road and Sahar Road, very near to the international market. So in fact, it has a great opportunity for commercial rentals. So that is making us feel and looking at a strong balance sheet, we would like to also increase our rental portfolio. At the same time, we are seeing the good residential demand in that location. So we are slightly in two minds, but we will take this decision in next 15 days, and we will start accordingly. And we are quite confident at least we'll break the ground in Q1 or maximum Q2 itself at Andheri JP Nagar project.
Great, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have the next question from the line of Harsh from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on the pre-sales. So what is the contribution that has come in from the BKC and Nepean Sea projects?
So Harsh, in Q4, if you look at the full 12 months, uber luxury segment, we are and we are giving a mix of uber luxury and the commercial. So in uber luxury, we have definitely two projects, which is BKC and Nepean Sea Road project. And so in Q4, the sales has been total put together is 609 crores. And in 12 months, if you see, it is close to 1,500 crores.
Yeah. This 609 crores, would it be possible to give a breakup between BKC and Nepean Sea?
So I can give you the breakup if you want. Prashant, will you send the query? We'll give you the detailed breakup on both the projects. Because this includes.
Sure.
Some portion of the commercial as well. So all three breakup, Prashant will be able to share with you.
Okay. Okay, sir. Yeah, that's it from my side. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Puneet from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So just on the follow-up, there is no shortage of material that you are facing, right? I mean, I wanted to confirm that.
So it's shortages more in terms of.
Delay your.
Some finished goods materials. So we are some of the finished goods materials. So we are not fortunately in many projects where the finishing, except the One World where it's going on. There is absolutely no shortage in terms of cement or steel or RMC or the sand or a brick or those kind of things. So we don't see any construction delays or construction price rise because of that too much. only where the project is completing, we don't want to wait. Maybe there something which is not available where we are finding it's like difficult to source, but otherwise it is not that bad the problem which is perceived as the problem, which is like people are that believing that much.
Right. And while I appreciate in Dubai you have no debt and land cost to GDP is quite healthy, how much have you invested in Dubai so far?
So exact number I'll give you. So just to mention, for the launch, so when we bought this land, so I'll just give you a glimpse to make you understand. We have partnered with the landlord at 385 million dirham. 385 million. And that those days we have sent 70 million dirham to Dubai. Only 70 million dirham. And that's to become a 50% partner in the 385 million property worth. And that 70 million was transferred from Suntech at the price approximately what I remember was close to 12 rupee to a dirham. So that 12 rupees today almost more than 24 rupee to the dirham. And that 385 million dirham, it was valued today, if we value the land today, today's market, it is 1.6 billion dirham. So even if I give you a rough estimate, so we are 50% of the economic interest in the project. From 70 million of the investment, today, even if I consider a land value of 1.6 billion, it is 800 million, so 10x. And plus the currency benefit, which Suntech has transferred at 12 rupee to a dirham or 13 rupees to a dirham, which is now today 24 to 25. So we are talking about 20x of the investment done by Suntech.
Your investment is only to the extent of 70 million dirham,
which we transferred in the current year for the launch to, we were almost launch ready, that additional amount for the infrastructure payment. And so that exact number I will not have right now. If you want, you can send the query, we'll give it to you the exact number.
Okay, understood.
Prashant can share. Wait 1 second. Prashant can share.
So, hi Puneet. We have invested approximately 60 million dirhams.
Okay. So, 70 plus 60 more, right? That's all.
Yes.
Okay. Understood. That's it. Thank you.
Current year.
Yeah. Got it. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Akash Gupta from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, sir. Congrats on the great results. So basically, I heard your commentary. It was fairly strong. You are guiding roughly similar pre-sales growth in FY27 versus the industry thinking, investors thinking that there will be a real estate slowdown. My question to you is, what's driving this very strong demand for real estate according to you, even in FY27?
So, I feel it's obviously what we are seeing is wherever we are doing, it's obviously an end user demand. And it is more like at the cost of reputation. I think this is the fourth time I'm saying. I'm seeing this demand also picking up. It was always there for last few years. We have seen post-COVID, the demand was very good in uber luxury and premium luxury. Again, we have now the positive side we are seeing is the demand picking up in the aspirational luxury as well as. So you know, we have most of our projects are very large projects. So if this demand continues, irrespective of although we have done new acquisitions where we'll be doing new launches, apart from releasing more inventory and more launches in the existing project, we are very, very confident about our growth of whatever we have done in the current year, similar growth of 25% in the coming year as well. The reason is also one move which is very big positive. We are confident again of getting the RERA and starting the construction in the current year at the Nepean Sea Road, which will also give us a big boost and we have a very low base, and we need to sell very fewer unit compared to other developers, I feel. And aspirational luxury has become better. So all these points gives me makes us feel more confident while giving this guidance.
Understood, sir. And my last question is that how much incentives are we giving, like, to customers, I mean, to induce this demand, in the sense that are we offering, like, payment plans, very aggressive payment plans to customers, or we are giving heavy discounts? Is that the scene, or we don't have to do anything to induce demand?
So I think if you see very frankly, that's why I say that we have a strong cash flows, and we are confident, we don't give any, and we are saying we will get a better margins in current sale. And it's business as usual. It's business as usual. There is absolutely no discounts. If there is a discount, then I would not be able to give a better margin coming here. For sure.
Mm.
Because we're talking, everything is as usual.
Understood, sir. Very clear. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now have the conference over to Mr. Kamal Khetan for closing comments.
Thank you all for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us today for the call. In case if any of your queries have been left unanswered, please feel free to reach out to us. We truly value your continued support and look forward to strengthening this relationship. Thank you once again.
Thank you. On behalf of Suntech Realty Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.